Pin Out Podcast, Episode 5. In this episode, I'm joined by Ollie Routledge, a former infantry soldier who now owns a functional fitness gym up in Glasgow with his business partner, Graham. Hopefully you enjoy this episode, and thanks to one of the most positive guys that I know for jumping on for a chat.
So where is it then? Like, where's it on? Like, what's it on?
Spotify.
Oh, is it aye? Is it on the right? Okay, that's good.
I'll just
listen to it over and over, man.
Your own voice. that bloke sounds better. Like me. Little bit about yourself, Ollie, your story, how we met, and like before and after we met, what sort of happened, mate?
Aye, so it all started, I was born in Manchester. Born in Manchester. Then from there, I moved down to Como. And then from Como, my mother passed away down there. So I ended up going into care for 2 years. And then from there, I moved in with my big brother in Southampton. And then from Southampton, I moved up to Scotland. So I've pretty much been all over when I was younger. From there, when I came up to Scotland with my big brother, that's where I'd done all my sort of younger years, secondary school and stuff. And then when I was 19, that's when I decided to join the army, pretty much after school. Done a year at college, decided, I wanted to do something different, something a little bit exciting. And then that's when I went away to the army at the age of 19.
Nice.
And then from there, in the army at 19, done just over 7 years. So I left at the age of 26, and then decided to also open the gym, and that's where I am today.
Happy days, mate. So what did you do in the army? What were you serving in? What did you join up as?
So I joined up as an infantry soldier. I served with two Scots, so the Royal Regiment of Scotland, and that was based up in Penicuik, just outside Edinburgh. My main job in there, so in camp, I was a physical training instructor. So I was sort of, my main daily task was in charge of my company, so looking after company, training, essentially, fitness training. And then, once or twice a week, we'd then do battalion PT, where, obviously we'd have all the companies together. That was the sort of main job in the military. And then obviously out of camp, when we deployed, then I would, towards the end anyway, I was a commander. So I was a Lance Corporal. So, I've been in charge of a small group of guys, the sort of administration of a small section. And again, even when we went on, tours or exercises or whatever, then again, in the little camps that we deployed to, I would also look after the fitness side of things, as well. So, that's my sort of job role in the army.
Happy with that, mate. You decided then, so after 7 years, you thought, right, that's me, I'm going to open a gym. Where did that sort of come from, mate?
So opening the gym, so obviously fitness has always been a massive part of my life. Any sort of tough times or, when I have, cloudy vision and I can't really, think straight, I would always go for a run or go on the bike or, do some sort of fitness, and it would always steer me on the right direction, on the right path. And then obviously in the army, as soon as I joined, I remember in training and stuff, I think the physical training instructors, and I was like, that is the job I want to do, man. Like that, that is it. Like, I will get there one day.
Yeah.
So obviously got to battalion, couple of years in battalion, and that's when I went and done my physical training instructor course.
Since
I learned how to become an instructor, the sort of effects of fitness and just watching people after they train, and it was amazing, and that's the sort of stuff that gets me motivated. And I just felt the army was really good, but I feel as if there's so many more people out there that I can touch in a positive way, and that was one of my sort of biggest reasons for opening the gym.
Nice, man. When you decided to open the gym, then you decided to open a CrossFit gym. So obviously somewhere along the line you've fallen in love with the methodologies of CrossFit or like functional training. So when was that during your time serving that you
I would say 2014 I would say. Pretty much that's when 2014-2015 when I became a physical training instructor, I was working in the gym. And pretty much everybody that worked in the gym at the time done CrossFit, and I was watching them day in, day out. I was just doing my standard training, I was doing my 3 sets of 10 bicep curls, my chest flies, I might have a back day, leg day, But then I'd always see these guys in there smashing out, you know, like heavy cleans, you know, toaster bar, handstand walking, like all this crazy stuff. And, you know, from there, I then obviously trained myself, you know, I educated myself mainly through YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You know, and then obviously had a lot of people talking about CrossFit, and then I pretty much it just, you know, elevated from there, you know. So I just watched these guys, and then eventually I started training with these guys, and then now some of these guys are, you know, some of my closest friends.
Yeah.
But I, you know, as soon as I actually started using the methodology, you know, I pretty much just built on that for the last, you know, the last few years, and it really is, it's a massive part of my life now. Yeah. Like I said, you know, fitness has always been a massive part of my life, but, you know, the CrossFit methodology, you know, definitely, you know, sort of expanded that essentially.
Cool. So I've got here, mate, biggest things people can do to stick to their goals. So, like, you know, the most obvious gains someone could make to stick to their own goals that they've made in their life or in their training.
I would say, number one, have a good support network. So if you have goals written down, don't just keep them to yourself, because you slip off the goals, nobody knows, and you don't have anybody to lean on. I would definitely say have one, two, maybe three people that, you know, if you do have the bad day and you slip off, you can sort of bounce off them, to, you know, essentially bounce back on track. And ideally, the people have to be, you know, on the same sort of page as you with your goals. For example, you know, if you're trying to really change your life and get fit, maybe try and hang about with a couple of people that are already fit or already on that journey. So then if you do fall off, then you can just say to them, like, look, what do you have when you have a hard day? You know, like, I feel like I'm really going off track here. That's probably one of the biggest pieces of advice I could give you, because 9 times out of 10 people that come off track, they can easily just be put back on track by letting somebody know, but, you know, they don't. And that's why, you know, they end up going downhill and off track.
I like that, mate. That's nice. Not often that spoke about, you know, but like you say, it's almost an obvious one there, where it's like, surround yourself with like-minded people almost, you know.
Oh, 100%, 100%, man. A good one I always say is your vibe attracts your tribe, and I love it, mate. I love it. You know what I mean? It's so true, mate. It's your tribe, innit, man? You know what I mean? That's what keeps you going, man. You know what I mean? Everyone has bad days, mate. It's all about leaning on folk when you need them, man. You know, you can be positive and, you know, all this strong mindset and stuff 80% of the time, but that 20% of the time you need somebody to lean on, don't you? Definitely.
That's going to be the title of this podcast, by the way, now.
Good, man.
What I'm trying to say, I think, is as someone who's been in the fitness industry and you've trained people and you've, like, what's the biggest thing you've highlighted where you're like, fucking hell, if you only just did this, like, you'd make so many more gains, or if it was like, get an extra hour of sleep, or, you know, if it was just focus on your nutrition, if it was, you know, like.
Right. Aye. I would say probably, like, trust the process. So I think people try and expect too much too fast. And they might look at, you know, they look at people that can do crazy movements or whatever, and they're like, oh, I can never do that. But it's like, I truly believe, like, all the movements you see, every single human being can do it, unless they're, like, massively restricted through, like, an injury, or, you know, or whatever. Then, but I do believe, you know, 99% of people can do the movement, but they need to have the trust in the process. Too many people don't trust the process. They just do one or two sessions, and then it's like, boom, you know what I mean? Parachutes deployed, mate. You know, that's it. Whereas if they just sort of edged on a little bit longer and they kept pressing a little bit longer and pushing a little bit harder, they would be massively surprised at what they could achieve. And I would say I see this all the time. I really do see it all the time, man. Another one I would say is people sort of go over the same stuff. You know, and I've seen this in numerous different places. People just, like, go over the same type of training, and it'll be, you know, it'll be the same intensity, it'll be the same rep range, it'll be the exact same workout. When really they need to, like, all they need is, like, that little push, you know. And then that's when I really believe, you know, the next sort of stage stuff comes, the next level stuff comes, you know, new movements will happen. But again, some people just need that little push to the next stage. I would say that's probably the two biggest things that I see in the fitness industry.
Nice, mate. On that first point then, trusting the process, do you think it's almost this modern age we live in where we want everything fast, you know? Like, yesterday was almost slow, we want everything now, you know? It's that's just trusting the process, having that patience, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's it. I mean, I love Instagram. Like, Instagram, I never used to be big with the online stuff, but I think Instagram's, like, such a good tool to have these days, man. And I think what people don't see is on Instagram, you'll see somebody put up, you know, a video. I don't know, just say a handstand walk video. You know, and it's like they'll maybe do one or two sessions and then they'll just sack it because they've seen that. It's like, right, I will never be able to do that. But what they don't understand is behind that video is a lot of, you know, hard work. You know, there's probably months and years of training. You know, there's probably dialed in nutrition. There's probably discipline where he's going to bed or he or she's going to bed early and getting up early. You know, they don't see that behind the picture or the video. And I think that's probably a massive part of, you know, today's society, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're seeing the end product there, aren't you? You know, you're seeing the...
It's the end product and they don't see the process. That's exactly it, man. It is the end product. They don't see the process. You know, which is fine. I mean, I love Instagram and I love seeing the end product of every, you know, everybody that posts it, but I just think some people just don't understand the process, whereas if they really did understand and trust the process, man, you know, they could easily get there as well, like easily, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everybody could do that stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's one thing I'm going to start doing. I mean, I try and be quite, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm really active, but I try and be quite active, you know, with some of the videos that I put up and stuff. But one thing I don't really put up enough is like failures. You know what I mean? It's always wins for me. So maybe that's one thing that I'm going to put up. And, you know, it's like my failures in the gym. So recordings of like missed lifts or recordings of like bad days where then I've done a session and it's like, then I'll maybe talk after the session of how like the, you know, the effect of the exercise is having on me right there and then. Yeah. Just little stuff like that. That's maybe stuff I'm going to add into my sort of online content. You know, I think for the future.
Absolutely, that's real. You know, that comes. That's just
human. It's real, isn't it? Because you know, sometimes I think I'm quite bad for it. It's 99% of my stuff's all just positivity.
Yeah, yeah.
And people must think like, wow, he's positive 99% of the time, which is definitely not the case.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I'm going to start recording some of my, you know, my bad days and you know the bad days in the gym and show people like, you know, it's not always. You're not always on top of the world, man.
Yeah, I like that, man. The last podcast I did with James Elliott, mate, I said any sort of takeaways, and he was like, yeah, one of them is be more human, mate. And I think in this modern age, it's like everything's on Instagram and everything's looking beautiful. And, you know, like you say, like be more human, be more real, show them tough days and bad times.
I know. It's like a double edged sword, man, because Instagram is so good, mate. And I love it. I love it more than Facebook. I love it more than all the other social media platforms, mainly because it's like, especially the stuff that you follow, man, it's like 99% positivity. It really is. It's positivity everywhere, man. But then again, people will see that and then they'll get down because they just see the end product. It's so true, man. And it's like, you know, it's one of the ones that can be really bad for some people, you know, but it can be really good in other ways as well. But
yeah. Why is that? What is your why? What do you truly believe is the reason why?
I just believe like, so I've struggled in the past, you know, I've struggled with mental health in the past, you know, and again, I've always looked to fitness to clear my head, you know, it's always been there for me and I've always done it and it's always got me back on the right track. And I believe not just on the, you know, mental health side of things, I just, you know, I believe like every single person should be moving daily. They should be eating well, mainly because it keeps you, you know, it keeps you clear minded, it keeps you healthy. It keeps you fighting fit if you have kids and family members. It keeps you good in, you know, business and your work. It really does. It keeps you on your toes. And I've gone through periods where I've been away from the gym and, you know, for sometimes weeks, you know, sometimes a couple of months at a time, you know, no choice of my own. And the effect is horrible. Like, I just, you know, I feel sluggish. I feel like I don't want to do anything. I just feel like, you know, you're wishing your days away, essentially. And then as soon as you get back onto the fitness regime, you know, the nutrition's dialed in, man, and it, you know, you're a completely different person. And I see this with people day in, day out. You know, the power of health and fitness is, you know, it truly is incredible. But that's probably one of my biggest whys. You know, it's to really show people, especially someone that struggles, you know, with maybe nutrition or struggles with daily movement or struggles with mental health. If I could just show them, if I could get them for 1 or 2 weeks, just to get them a wee taste. You know, and then if it does work for them, which it probably will, because it is amazing and it is a very powerful tool to have in your tool bag, you know, and that is probably one of my biggest whys. It really is. You know, my sort of, one of my missions is to try and touch every single person in the world, man. Like, imagine touching every single person in the world with health and fitness, just showing them daily movement, having them on a good nutrition program. Like, how much better would the world be? You know, everybody that I know as well, that does, you know, 3 to 5, 6 sessions a week, you know, eat well. You know, they're quite positive people. You know, they're very positive people. That they're good family members, you know, they're good dads, they're good brothers, they're good sisters. You know, and I do believe fitness has a massive part to play in that.
Cheers for that, mate. I really appreciate it. Some quality points there, some good content. Hopefully the listeners really appreciate it, mate. So thank you very much for coming on and chatting to me.
Okay, no worries, mate. No worries. I'll
have a little chat with you soon.
Okay, cool, man. Right, take it easy. I'll see you soon. Yeah.